Because you're skinny and you're black and you wear glasses, Urkel. My name's Orlando Baxter, and if you can't tell by my accent, yeah, I'm black. So. I know that's obvious to most of you guys in here, but I grew up in a Hispanic neighborhood, predominantly Hispanic, and they all thought I was Dominican because I could roll my R's. Yeah. Like whenever I say my name, I'll be like, hi, I'm Orlando. And they get real excited, you know? They'll be like, Orlandito! Orlando, que vaso! And then I'd have to tell them the truth. Sorry, I'm basketball black, not baseball black. I liked it, though. I like growing up in a Spanish neighborhood, you know? Learn how to roll my R's. I also learned how to do that little Spanish dance. You know the one? Spanish dance. 90% of the population looks ridiculous trying to do this dance, right? Not me, man. I learned, man. Wepa, wepa. Here's the thing about that dance. Not only is it a great dance, but it's also the most effective way to kill cockroaches. Because the spray doesn't work. I remember I used a whole can of Raid on one roach. All the roach did was lay on its back and wash up. It was... Don't forget my face, brother. I got a date. The only thing I didn't like about growing up in that neighborhood is I got picked on a lot because I wore glasses. Anybody wear glasses in here? See, I didn't have the thin kind, though. Had the thick kind that attract bullies, you know? Like, bullies would get excited when they see me walking. They would talk to me the way, like they were construction workers, you know? Every time I'd walk by, they'd be like, woo-wee! Look at the lenses on that one right there. Woo! That's all pupil right there. I bet he does all the homework. Look at him. Woo! It was terrible. I get bullied. Because you're skinny and you're black and you wear glasses, Urkel. Everywhere I went, Urkel! I remember the first time I ever got bullied, I was sitting in class. I'm sitting there, and I'm doing my work, just trying to concentrate, doing my work. This older kid was like, yo, Urkel, do something Urkely before I punch you in your face. I didn't know what Urkely meant. So I picked up my pencil and I stabbed him. He was laying on the ground. I was like, did I do that? I still got suspended, though. Hated glasses, man. I had the big, thick kind. The reason I couldn't take them off. You know, some people can just take them off. I couldn't take mine off because growing up, I used to have a cross eye. And then I had the glasses to keep them straight, you know? I know some of you guys are looking at me. They look fine now. That's because I got money now, you know? Got laser eye surgery. It was like sending my eye to boot camp. It straightened right out, you know? It was terrible. I couldn't take them off. Because sometimes they'd fall off. And people wouldn't call it a cross eye. They'd be like, ooh, you got a lazy eye. That's rude. No, it's rude because it's not like your eye has an option, you know? It's not like that. I woke up one morning and was like, man, forget this job. I'm gonna go over there and hang by your nose all day if you don't mind. Just hanging there like a heroin addict, man. Oh, I hated it. So I'd always keep the glasses on, you know? Would never take them off. Doesn't matter how much they call me Urkel, you know? I learned at a very early age, I'd much rather hear, hey, four eyes, than hey, who the heck are you looking at, you know? That's an insult and a question I knew I couldn't answer, you know? I think I'm looking at you, but I'm not sure, to be honest with you. But this is all I do now. This is all I do is stand up. travel, meet interesting people, you know, learn a lot of things. I was down in North Carolina, had a pretty weird experience. I was on my way to the beach. I stopped at a store, walked in, asked the lady at the counter, I said, "Hey, ma'am, can you point me in the aisle where the sunblock's at?" She looked at me and said, "For what?" I was annoyed. I was like, "Because I got a white girl tied up in my trunk. That's why." Which is rude. But why should I be the only one uncomfortable in the situation, right? Wow. She looks at me, she says, "Oh my God, I didn't mean it like that. I wasn't trying to be rude or offensive or anything. Please forgive me, sir. Please forgive me." And I did, whatever. But I did think it was a little bit weird. Because if I did have a white girl tied up in the trunk, she didn't care. "Just a white girl in the trunk." And then she goes, "You know, I had no idea black people use sunblock." And at this point in the conversation, I probably should have walked away. But I was curious, you know. I said, "What do you think we use?" She said, no, I won't say. She said, no, tell me. "What do you think we use?" She said, no, I won't say. I said, "Listen, I ain't gonna tell nobody." Clearly, I was lying, right? She goes, "Well, I just thought y'all had the ability." I said, "Ability? Like a superhero or something?" She said, "No, I just thought y'all had the ability to absorb the sun." I said, "What?" I've never heard that before in my life. I couldn't get mad at her. I asked the question. I just looked at her and I said, "Ma'am, I don't know where you get your information from, but just because we're darker than you doesn't mean our skin's made out of solar panels." "You think black people go to the beach all day to charge up, just be laying out there? Come on, son, give it to me so I can run faster." Oh, really? Strange, man. But before that, you know, before I was doing all this, because I've been doing stand-up comedy full-time for the past 4 years, but prior to that, I was a high school teacher. No, don't clap. I quit. I got out. I quit. People always ask me, "Man, did you leave because of stand-up comedy? Did you leave because of stand-up comedy?" I'm always like, "No. I left because I got tired of driving to work every day wishing the building was on fire." Because I taught for 12 years, you know. First year was rough. I was a substitute. Oof. The substitute teacher is the worst, right? Especially that first day, you know. Walking to class, kids all in my face. "You ain't no real teacher. You ain't no real teacher, son. Because if you were, you wouldn't be crying." I couldn't argue, right? Then I was a history teacher. That's what I was. Went to school as a history teacher. I used to forget things all the time, so that didn't work out. And then I became the school's in-school suspension teacher. Oh, that was strange. Because you just sit in your classroom and you wait for kids to show up. I remember one time the principal escorted a kid to my room. He said, "Mr. Baxter, this is Derek. Derek's been making cat noises in class." "He's not on his medication today. We're going to leave him here with you as a safety precaution." "Well, what about my safety, man? I'm not a cat whisperer. I ain't got no litter box underneath my desk. It's a safety issue. Don't worry about it." Then he just left. First of all, if this is a safety issue and you're the principal, you should be doing something about it. You should be standing in front of the school with a list of all the kids on medication. "You on your meds today? No? Get the heck back on the bus." We can't take you today. They're scared of you in there. Sat in this room with Catboy all day. First hour, he didn't want to do any work. He's at the pencil shop and they're just staring at me. And I was terrified because he had no pencil in his hand. He was like, so of course, I go, are you all right? Are you okay? He's like, I'm trying to be good so I could go back to class. I said, man, I don't think you could go back to class. He said, why not? I said, because you're making cat noises, man. Once you make cat noises, you don't go back to the general population. He said, well, can't you say something to the principal? I was like, say what? You think I can just call the principal and be like, hey, he's purring now. Can I send this crazy behind back to you? I said, no, man, you got to sit down. He didn't like that. He hissed at me. I don't know if you've ever been hissed at by a 14-year-old. It was terrifying. I knew I was nervous because I moved the stapler a little bit closer to me. I said, I will staple the heck out of this cat if I have to. I'm a dog man anyway. So I knew this kid was going to be a problem. He didn't like it. Just eyeing me the whole time. 20 minutes later, another kid kicks open my door. Got kicked out of his class for wearing pajamas to school. Right? He's all upset. He's like, you know what I'm saying? You're crazy, you. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't. You know what made me laugh about this kid? He thought he was a tough guy. How you tough wearing pajamas? This dude had cornrows, Tupac shirt, SpongeBob pajamas, right? SpongeBob. He's like, yo, this is crazy, yo, for real. Why they kick me out of class for wearing pajamas? I didn't know the answer to his question. So I said what a lot of teachers say when we don't know the answer to the question. I said, why do you think they kicked you out of class for wearing pajamas? He goes, well, as soon as he goes, well, Catboy loses his mind. You can't wear pajamas because they're afraid your pencil might pop out. And I wanted to yell at him for saying it, but my instinct was like, that's a pretty good answer. A pencil might pop out. I thought it was funny for about 30 seconds. Then I got nervous. I said, what if his pencil does pop out? I don't got a backup plan for that. No teacher does. Because it's not like an iPhone. You can't look at the kid and say, hey, either put that away or I'll take it. Right? I'll put it in the desk with the other pencils I collect. You know, the worst kids, my favorite kids used to be the ESL kids. English is a second language. You know, because they would get in trouble. It would make me feel bad sometimes. They would get in trouble over miscommunication. Like, I had this one Dominican kid that got in trouble because he accidentally broke a window in class. Accidentally. So I said, Jose, how you accidentally break a window in class? He goes, it's not my fault. It's not my fault, the t-shirt. He called his teacher a t-shirt, by the way. Just, he said, it's not my fault, the t-shirt. The teacher said to me to crack the window. And as a teacher, you're not supposed to laugh. I laugh my behind off, man. You ever laugh so hard you fart a little bit? He said, it's not my fault, don't laugh. Then I started feeling bad for the kid. Not because he broke the window, not because I farted in his face. I felt bad because I was like, damn, what if he doesn't change? That'd be crazy. 10 years later, he's doing the same thing. He's at the police station. Cop's like, Jose, why'd you shoot that Chinese man? It's not my fault. It's not my fault. The boss said to me, do you want a cappuccino? And I said... Some of y'all gotta let this marinate for a little bit now. It's not my fault. Teaching's crazy though. It's a crazy job. There's certain things, a lot of things I didn't like. Thought was weird. We'd have this drill called lockdown. You guys heard of it, right? You gotta pretend there's an intruder in the school. They make you do 3 things. Lock the door, turn the light off in the room, get in the corner with the kids. I understood why we locked the door. I didn't know why we turned the light off. I always thought that was weird. Because every classroom door has a big window on the door. So even if you turn the light off, the intruder can still see you because it's 10 o'clock in the morning, you know? He's not going to look inside. Must be closed and there the lights are off. It's dumb. I'd be better off if I took off all my clothes and blended it into the blackboard. Hey, kids, listen. I got my own spot. I'm cool, guys. Y'all on your own today. I wouldn't do that. That's ridiculous. Plus, I don't think the kids would probably rat me out, you know? Intruder would walk in. Where's your teacher at? The kids would be like, right there. He'd be like, where? Then they blow chalk to... They go right there in the corner. Then you got to get in the corner with the kids. It's another weird thing. You got to get in the corner. I would get in the corner with the kids. The kids would be like, mister, why are we in the corner? What do you think? I have no idea why we're in the corner. No idea why we're in the corner. Because it's not like an intruder's going to kick open the door and be like, damn it, they're in the corner. I got to go to a more circular room in the school. I always said, I don't understand why we don't take the chairs and desk and put those things in front of the door. That way an intruder has to get through the door and he has to physically remove the items out of the way. And then when you're in the corner with the kids, you just hand out those really sharp number 2 pencils. You look at the kids and say, hey, who wants extra credit? Huh? You let them stab them. You encourage them from the corner. Get them, cat boy. That's a good cat. That's a thunder cat right there. Teaching's crazy, man. Got to break up fights all the time. Breaking up fights is rough, man. They don't train you to break up fights, you know? I remember one teacher at my school, she dislocated her shoulder trying to break up a fight. So during the teacher's meeting, you know, I asked the principal, I said, hey, how come we don't get any training on breaking up fights? You know what the principal said? Come on. Your teachers, use your instinct. Isn't that a weird thing to say? Because what if your instinct tells you to put $5 down on the big girl, right? Now he's all upset. I can't believe you only put $5 down on that girl. You know she's undefeated. Come on now. Very difficult job. Subs have it the worst, though, man. At my school, we used to run through subs. There was a sub at my school. She quit before she finished taking attendance. Took a cigarette break right in class. I don't even care no more. Took a cigarette break, left. Assistant principal goes in, grabs all the kids. They usually disperse them into different classrooms. They brought all the kids to my room. So, Mr. Baxter, can you watch the kids for the rest of the period? I said, fine. Bring them in. They come in my room. They only live in one period. So I said, hey, guys, listen. We're going to do something fun. We're going to play Jeopardy. States and capitals, that's it. Nothing hard. It's going to be fun. The kids were like, this is whack. No. I was like, all right, listen. whoever wins a bag of Snickers. Because I had a bag of Snickers in my desk for about 2 years. I was trying to get rid of it anyway. They were like, yeah! So I split them up, boys against the girls, which you should never do. They get too competitive. You know, the boys was like, you know what I'm saying? We gonna win them Snickers, you know what I'm saying? Those is our Snickers, you know what I'm saying? Then the girls was like, oh, we gonna be on Instagram with these Snickers. Hello, right? So we start playing this game. The most intense game I've ever seen in my life, Jeopardy. States and capitals, that's it. We're playing this game. Kids are sweating. I've never seen that happen before. Sweating. 30 minutes into the game. Score's all tied up. It's 0-0, right? I'm confused because I let them use the books. I didn't understand. I look at the clock, the bell's about to ring. So I say, listen, I'm going to ask them the easiest question in the world. What is the capital of Massachusetts? Because we're in Massachusetts. Before I can say, take your time, this girl jumps up. She goes, ooh, I know. It's the letter M. Hello. Give me them Snickers, right? What's the capital of Massachusetts? Hello. Give me them Snickers. Then she started high-fiving all the girls on her team. They're celebrating. And when I seen this, it almost made me laugh. You know what made me laugh? When I looked over at one of the boys, he was like, oh, man, I knew that one. Come on now. That was on the tip of my tongue. Hey, guys, listen. That's been all my time. You guys have a good time? Yeah. Thank you. My name is Orlando Baxter. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.